Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey everybody, Lee Houston here. Tonight I got my brother in the house, Greg McCray. How you doing?
I'm fine, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. It's been a minute since he had you on here. Let's get to it, shall we? What's your opinion altogether of NXT 2.0? Well, and I like it. I just don't like the name. NXT, yeah. NXT was just fine, you know.
I don't understand that NXT 2.0. Maybe it's no time to bring in, new talent or whatnot. But me, I still think they wait. On the slick, trying to separate NXT from Triple H, but Triple H took it and made it the brand that it is.
It so is. Ladies and gentlemen, while I have it on my mind, we'll go ahead and mention it here. Tickets go on sale tomorrow for Survivor Series. If you're in the New York area, especially around Brooklyn, it'll be at the Barclays Center. Use the code NETWORK and you can save some money. It goes on sale 10 a.m. tomorrow. It's going to be November 21st at the Barclays Center.
One of my favorite
songs. Yes, sir. Last year was a little bit blah because of the Thunderdome, but this year we'll be live with the crowd. Tickets go on sale, man. I'm excited for it. Last year, I believe, either 2019 or last year, NXT was a part of it. They weren't a part last year. It should be interesting. Survivor Series. Man, that'd be cool. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't hurt, if you had it on Thanksgiving Day like you used to.
It used to be on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
I plug and beg my mom to get it. But I see, now they play it on the weekend after Thanksgiving. But it used to be Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving, you had two things. You had a football game, and then you had Survivor Series. Man, let's go across the street real quick to AEW. What's your opinion with them?
Oh, man, they're doing a phenomenal product. They're giving WWE a run for their money. And I'm just waiting for to see them. The only thing I think they did wrong was the storyline with Adam Page. Hitman Adam Page, I don't think. They missed out on a big opportunity to get a big payoff on that storyline. Other than that, they're doing everything real, real good.
Excuse me, hang on a second. I'm going to go against you for one second.
because their whole roster, in my opinion, are recyclables from WWE. Yeah, true. You know, it's like, it'd be nice if they had their own home roster, homegrown folks, you know, people you never heard of before. Cool. But you can try to build your roster off former WWE talent. There you go. It's kind of getting same old, same old. You know? You remember Shaq and Big Show teaser from, hang on a second. My word is straight. I've been sitting watching all these years, came out of the words. WWE, they used to tease Shaq and Big Show. Remember that?
Yeah.
I like how AEW, they at least put Shaq to work now and then.
The
only reason why they didn't with WWE is because they didn't think Shaq was going to take it seriously.
That's,
I mean, like I said again, WWE want to get the man still that old man mindset. Yes. Not doing things the right way and missing out on opportunity and money.
Definitely, man.
Definitely. I love and respect Vince, but you either give it the program or go sit down somewhere. Tell you, man, like, he's stuck with that 80s mentality. Pay-per-view, your first match and your last match speaks volumes, you know? For example, if your first match sucks and your last match sucks, the whole night gonna suck. The first match always determines the pace of the show. So your first match sucks, the whole night gonna suck. If the first match sucks, the whole night gonna be good.
Everybody forget about the bad comments and all that rumors just Bernie Mac season today.
every now and then, WWE has some horrible pay-per-views. One bad pay-per-view that sucked was Capital Punishment. You know, over the years, like, people, there's some people that can take the company and put it on their back. People like John Cena, people like Brock Lesnar, people like The Rock and them. Roman Reigns has proven himself. I don't need my cousin's influence to take this company and run with it. Interesting. Yeah, but right now she facing a fine because she wanted to look, she is suspended. She was Sonya Deville, all that bass in her voice, and Daniel pushed her girl. I feel you, man. It's no secret. Let's keep it real. It took you 63 years to crown a black champion in Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
And I know what y'all...
I consider Rock, you know, a
ooh, we're glad you mentioned that. I'm about...
Mark Henry definitely should have been.
By the way, folks, that's he's not running for police. He's actually driving to work right now. So relax, it's all good. I wonder why I think you're running away from the popo.
No, that's the fire department passing by. I thought about that.
It's all good. I tell you, man, Bobby Lashley, he had a great championship run. I gave it to August. I was wrong, but it's what it is. Now I'm glad we got another champion in Big E. Hopefully, we get the Langston name back.
They did it right. They did it the old school way.
Uh-huh.
Russia, you had runs with Taxi Belt. Then you got a chance to get a run with Intercontinental Belt.
Show that
you can prove to be a great champion, and that allows you to move up and get the World Heavyweight Championship. He got the Money in the Bank, case. Now, I'll give him a nice little run up until WrestleMania with the belt. And I like to see him and Bobby Lashley have a good rivalry. I even like to see him and Drew McIntyre have a good rivalry with the belt. And I hope they keep him in a upper
echelon main event
type matches versus national back down like they did Kofi King. I hated the way they did Kofi King when Brock Lesnar beat him
in 6 seconds. Oh man.
Just like I hated how
Nicky Lynch
beat Bianca Belair in
26
seconds with a
Smoothie Smackdown on the back. Man, look here. First of all, Kofi King's gonna stand a chance anyway. But at least give him a fair fight. You know,
I don't believe, I hated that it was so short. Come on, now, you can at least, you know, let it be somewhat of a David versus Elias, you know.
Yeah.
You know, think that he had some kind of chance to be, somebody like Seth Rollins could be probably less, at least let us think Kofi had somewhat of a chance. Come on, now.
Yes, sir. That was 5 seconds and it's over. Like, come on now, man.
One L5, that's it. He jumped, he called him L5, that's it.
Yeah.
You let somebody like Seth Rollins, who's not that much heavier than Kofi, hit him with a couple of curves off if he wants.
That's a shame. It's a shame. But I would like to see, speaking of Brock Lesnar, I like to see Bobby Lashley and Lesnar go at it.
Yeah. Everybody wants.
That's the whole point of Bobby coming back in the first place.
He was originally supposed to come back as Braun Strowman, mystery tag team partner at WrestleMania, but something happened where it got delayed. So that's how that Nicholas came up to be, the youngest tag team champion, which I love that storyline. So.
Tell you, they did Bray Wyatt wrong.
The ultimate flipper. Bray Wyatt had the best character of all time. I would say him and Undertaker tied for number one of all time. You could have used that so many ways. I got Undertaker, no care about no longer that
You know, like, those who don't, man, Bray Wyatt, those who don't know, man, he asked some time to wait. You know, like I gotta get my head right. I gotta make sure I'm straight for his mental sake. You know, as he was away, they did him like Craig on Friday. They fired him on his day off. That would be interesting. That would be interesting.
That match right there is a rival of a great horror.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta let you know, today's episode is brought to you by Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. AAA Back 71 Backup. I spell B-A-K-U-P. 888-712-2587. Back deliveries and more.com. By the way, they need drivers. So if you have your CDL license, you can drive trucks, you have a CDL license, hit them up and say, hey, you need a driver, I'm your dude. Of course you gotta be in the Texas area. But if you have your CDL license, you can go ahead and call them up and you'll be available. They'll probably get in contact with you and go from there. So Backup Deliveries and More LLC.com. I'm sorry, back deliveries and more.com. The company's Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-71 backup. 888-712-2587. Get that money, y'all. Let me ask you one question here. I'll wrap it up for you here. I know you got a lot to do tonight. Let me ask you this. Survivor Series, if we can skip ahead towards Survivor Series, what match do you want to see the most? That would be interesting. I like to see that myself. I can't wait for the traditional 10-on-10 elimination match. Team Raw, Team SmackDown. That should be interesting right there as well. But in the meantime, my brother got some work to do tonight. So we're going to go ahead and say goodbye to him. See you next time, brother. Love you very much.
Love talking with y'all.
Thanks for joining me, man. Appreciate it.
All
right, now. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said earlier, today's episode brought to you by Backup Deliveries and Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-BACKUP. 888-712-2587. Backup Deliveries and More.com. They're looking for drivers. So the more the merrier. If you qualify, you got your CDL license, you call them for more information, and they'll hook you up from there. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you next time.